Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
And we're about to bring you some more stories, right?
Yes.
True crime pretty much all the time. So, anyway, California, wow. Mind-blowing. Huge prayers for everyone. Continue prayers, y'all. And I know Red Cross is a big deal. So I don't know if I ever told you about working with the Red Cross, the different hurricanes and tornadoes and different stuff like that. They really do good shit. And I know that's
a lot of people don't know the good.
Well, that's what I was about to say, that I know a lot of you people don't know or realize, and you see Red Cross, but they do everything. Like if your regular home burns down, they come out and help you, give you temporary shelter in the hotel or whatever. They do a lot of different things. And I worked with them after hurricanes and after tornadoes and stuff like that. And, you know, at times like this, unfortunately, you're going to have a bunch of shit bags that'll come out and have whatever funds set up and use it incorrectly. But you know that the Red Cross is legit.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying anybody else out there isn't, that I know, because I haven't been looking, but I've seen like in football games, et cetera, that they're talking about, you know, donate to the Red Cross. And
right.
And shout out to all the first responders and the firemen and the people who are out there fighting those horrible, horrible blazes, right?
I know. It's really horrible and sad. And I think the shysters are going to come out, obviously, once they start to rebuild. And that's when
Yeah, shame on them. But that's fortunately the nature of the human beast. But we send in all our thoughts and prayers to the people in California.
For sure.
And don't you have a story for us?
I do have a story about arson in California amid the LA fires. It was a brush fire that Gloria Lynn Mandick, who was 60 years old, started but was quickly extinguished, the state official said. Right. So a woman was arrested on suspicion of arson, but officials do not believe the incident to be connected to the devastating blazes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of those.
Right. She was taken into custody and charged with felony arson related to a January 8th brush fire in Los Angeles County State Park. But the blaze in question was located near Leo Carrillo State Park in an area that has been under a red flag warning in the region, fanned by severe winds and fed by dry vegetation. Though the major fires are only partially contained, the fire that Mandick is accused of starting was quickly extinguished. But still, she shouldn't have started a fire in that area, right?
Shouldn't have started a fire anywhere.
Well, I'm like a campfire or, you know, right. any. She was booked into Ventura County Jail and her bail is currently set at $20,000. She's a Kentucky native and faces felony charge for causing a fire of a structure or forest land, as well as separate arson charge specific to fire started during an emergency. She pleaded not guilty and she made her first appearance in court on January 10th and has upcoming court appearances.
One of what's going to be many.
You're right.
So that's not something you want to be charged with right now.
No.
I mean, fucking arson in the middle of the worst fires in history in California. She is not going to be received well by anyone. So.
No. And then there was another such incident, very similar, of another fire that was started elsewhere on January 10th in Pioneer Park. Is where the police were dispatched to. And once they arrived, a bystander alerted them to the individual who was responsible for the flames. And he was still at the scene. So he was.
It wasn't a campfire thing. He just started another
right.
fire.
And his name is Jose Carranzo Escobar. And he was detained and admitted to actually starting the fire. And he was arrested for arson.
Yeah, it's like. Like why we don't say the assholes' names and school shootings and mass shootings and stuff like that, it breeds other people to do it. What in the fuck are you thinking? And then when you know people are dying, everybody's losing their homes, never had fires like this before, and yet you're gonna go out and start another fire?
Right.
I mean, you're just like trying to pour onto the misery of the world. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Of course, obviously, over 80,000 people have been displaced as. You know, at the time of the, it's just sad.
Craziness.
Crazy and sad.
Craziness. Prayers for y'all. Keep your heads up and stay alive and then we'll come back. I mean, you will rebuild. It just sucks and it just takes a long time. So, all right. The last couple of shows, I did two football stories. Well, I'm about to do another one. And I mean, this one doesn't really, I'm not going to make it a effed up professional because I mean, it is, but he wasn't playing football. So, well, on Sunday, the Eagles played, who'd they play? Oh, the Packers for the right to go into the AFC Championship game. And one of the former Packers players wasn't there to watch it. And he's a former NFL defensive end, Robert Quinn. He wasn't there to watch it because his ass got arrested on January the 10th in South Carolina after a multi-vehicle hit and run collision. Now, Quinn is 34 years old now, which would be old by NFL standards. He's played for the Los Angeles Rams, the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, and other teams in his 11 years in the NFL. And he was arrested by the North Charleston Police Department and charged with reckless driving and leaving the scene of a collision with property damage and escorting the Charleston County Sheriff's Office. He was later released the same day, so maybe he made the game, I don't know. But according to the incident report, Quinn's vehicle struck the side of a Honda Element, which then pushed into a blue Ford F-150 that then struck a purple Chrysler 300. So he must have been hauling ass. Look at his face. Yeah, okay. He's all fucked up. He's no denying that. So authorities first responded to the scene of B&N Auto Service on Dorchester Road around 2 a.m. Late at night, y'all. Nobody on the road but the drunks and the cops and the bad guys. And they responded to that B&N because there was a report of a crash involving multiple vehicles. Now, the North Charleston Fire Department advised officers that Quinn was believed to be in a vehicle and attempted to leave the scene of the collision. Officers then found him in the passenger seat of a Dodge Challenger, as the driver told police that Quinn had asked them to pick him up from the scene. Right?
Yeah.
It's so nice. He's calling to get his ass out of there. Mm-hmm. So the NFL alumni had multiple injuries on his head and hands consistent with injuries from a collision. Police said he was being uncooperative and slurring his speech, as the driver of the Challenger told police that Quinn left a club earlier in the night and later called her to come pick him up. So officers eventually identified the vehicle that caused the collision or started the collision, which was a maroon Ford F-150, and they established that the truck was registered to Mr. Quinn. And after reviewing surveillance footage, the law enforcement discovered that Quinn's vehicle was headed west on Dorchester Road around 2 a.m. when it passed Foxwood Drive and veered left, crossed an intersection and a median, and onto the property of the B&N Auto Service. The collision itself could be heard, but was out of view of the cameras.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So Quinn, according to WCSC, Quinn was previously charged following a multi-vehicle traffic incident in August of 2023, so it's not his first time. And during his time in the NFL, Quinn was selected 14th overall by the Rams, which means he got paid in the first round of the 2011 NFL draft. And he played, like I told you, for the five different teams before he ended with the Eagles. Well, thank God nobody got killed in this one, right?
I know.
The last one, what's going people got on? Killed. It goes on all the time.
They're with out these the football club. Players.
They're out in the club, back to the fool, having a good time. And I mean, this is not his first one. That's why his ass called an old girl to come pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needed to take your lick.
You would think a high profile person would have someone to like drive them around so that doesn't happen. You know, they usually go with a posse. You know, they have all of their people.
He's driving a Ford F-150.
Yeah. Well, because he can run over anybody?
No, because he probably spent all his money.
On his Ford F-150?
No, on other shit.
I was like, that's probably
nothing wrong with people that drive Ford F-150s. But if I played 11 years in the pros or was a 14th pick overall, you're talking about making millions.
Right.
And I might be driving a Lambo, and I might have a posse to drive me around.
Well, right, have a Lambo.
And thus I was speculating he might be broke.
Well, he might be.
He might not be.
He might be
rich as fuck.
Your story reminded me of another story that I read today. It made me think to ask you this question.
All right.
Have you ever, I know the answer to this, but have you ever like got in a cat and mouse chase with a suspect?
What do you mean?
Like I have to chase someone like or run after them.
A thousand times. Yeah. Too many to remember.
And I know.
Foot, cars.
Yeah.
SWAT bands, whatever the fuck.
And did they get away?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
anybody that's ever chased a lot of people and said that they hadn't got away, this is a fucking liar.
Yeah, but if you caught them, they would what, get some real estate?
No. if you ran from me and I caught you and I didn't fall down, now we're talking about on foot, and I didn't fall down, the swim didn't fall down, which occurred almost every time because you're running through the dark and they know where they're going. Swims hit clotheslines. He's hit shit ditches. He's tripped over tree roots and all that. If I caught you and he didn't have any marks on him, swim did.
Right.
Then then you got the freeze plus P automatically.
Okay.
But now a swim fell at least once. Or more than once, and he got dirty, then you got the ASP and the freeze plus P and some real estate.
I only laugh because I'm laughing also because of my next question.
You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day, and it allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. make an impact on your child's learning, get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today.
I know you've towed a few vehicles in your time.
Many.
What's the strangest vehicle that you've towed?
A bicycle. And I got a deep shit for it, too. I'll tell you why, because I arrested this dude, old crackhead. He's a cook. He's a good dude. One of the Cajun restaurants in Baton Rouge. And he would always ride 190 back about 11, 12 o'clock at night. And he always had a crack pipe on him. I just happened to be passing him and had ran him for warrants. And they came back and said he had warrants. So I turned around and went and get him. I didn't care about the crack pipe, but make him throw it in the woods, give me some information. And I had brought him and his bike to the jail one of the times. And they fucking called me. He got out the next day. They called me about that bike. I'm like, I have no fucking idea. It's in the enclosed back part of the jail. And they called me about it for like 10 days. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I will never bring another motherfucker's bike to jail again. The next time I arrested one on a bike, called for the 79, submit the next 79 on the list for a bicycle. They said, for what? I said, for a bicycle. That was a $450-something tow charge. And Monday morning, my phone rang, and it was my dear deceased Chief Curtis Foster, like I knew every morning, Monday morning, calling me, get your ass in my office. And then, what the fuck? You towed a bicycle? Who in the fuck does a bicycle? And I said, Mr. Kearney, you ain't calling me about that bicycle being in the impound lot. Yeah. So it got towed. That bike wasn't worth $450.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
An Ohio man was trying to evade law enforcement, and it took a wild turn.
Okay, so he ran like a little bitch.
And so, according to the Indiana State Police, Trooper Carson responded to a crash involving a 2008 Toyota Camry near the 206 mile marker on I-65, just north of the Remington exit.
Hey, you know about mile markers?
Oh, I mean, why I know that.
Why they're there?
You can count a mile?
No. Do you know why? What made that the 205th or 6th mile marker?
Oh, from the state line?
No.
From when you cross the state line, it starts
No.
Okay, what?
Interstate 10 starts way over in Florida and goes all the way out west. It's from where the highway starts. So he said that person's headed north. So wherever that road started was started 206 miles
away
before that.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess south. I'm confused where, like in Baton Rouge, I guess Like when you're on 110, is that just a that Baton Rouge?
110 is a split off of I-10. So where 110 starts, it has its own mile marker.
Okay. Okay. That's why I was confused. I'm just
sharing all the knowledge I can with you people.
Yeah. I should have known that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No, not really.
Yeah, I should have.
Why?
Because I'm 53 years old.
You're a road professional?
Well, no, but I think that just should be knowledge for someone. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Now you know.
I always thought that it was from the state line. I don't know why. That sounds ignorant, but someone said I was stupid in our reviews. I guess I'm showing my stupidity. But
I haven't even read the reviews. Thank you all for taking the time to leave a review.
I mean, I'm so glad I affected your day so much that you had to tell me I was stupid in all capital letters.
That's why I say that. I say that all the time. I ruined your day so bad you left a one star, because it's almost impossible to get people to leave reviews.
I know.
And but a one star is better than a no star.
That's true. So Trooper Carson, when he got to the scene, he discovered that the driver was providing false identity.
Uh-huh.
And so, and further investigation revealed that the driver was wanted on probation violations and was related to past violent crimes.
Yep. So, means he's automatically going to jail and he's going to get no bond this time.
He gets better.
Right. So, he knows this.
Yeah.
And so, he's trying to provide fake. Yeah, let me give y'all another piece of knowledge from the college. Don't provide fake shit to the troopers. They're professionals at looking at documents.
Yeah.
Literally. They're like fucking TSA.
Right.
That's all they do is look at driver's license.
Before they stop, you, don't they know? Like, I mean, they're running plates. Yeah, they can run a plate.
It might come back to whatever.
Yeah.
But this guy's providing
False
ID and probably false insurance paperwork. They're trained to spot that.
Right.
I mean, like, you just made that motherfucker's day when you get into your bad shit.
Well,
he's like, yes, in the side of his head.
It gets better. This is the day that I think Trooper Carlson will tell. He might start a podcast on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So when Trooper Carlson attempted to detain him, the driver forcibly pulled away and fled
another
across.
Another piece of knowledge. The most dangerous time when you're going to take a person into custody is when you place your first hand on them. When you go to detain them, you make that actual physical contact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you cuff them, you hold the cuffs in the middle, you make that first cuff one, and you make sure you maintain a good grip while you bring the other hand over to cuff them, because that's when they're going to pull away, and it's a fucking deadly weapon.
And I guess that's why a lot of the times you push them up against the car to do that.
You don't have to if you don't sense that they're going to buck up. But you do that to get them off balance so you have a little more control over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he forcibly pulled away, he ran across multiple lanes of an interstate.
Yeah. Good night. Can't kill bad grass. Didn't get hit, evidently.
After running into an east ditch and a nearby field, Trooper Carlson repositioned his patrol vehicle to the northbound side of the interstate and prepared to track the suspect with his canine partner, Cooper.
What trooper has a canine? That is amazing.
Okay.
So, this dude's having a bad fucking day.
So how?
The one trooper in the world that has a canine in his car. He's like really made that trooper's day. The trooper's having a best day.
He's like, okay, bro.
He's like, run, motherfucker. Run, motherfucker, run.
Well, however,
get him, killer.
In a surprising move, the suspect emerged from the ditch and once again crossed the interstate.
They ran back across.
So he ran back across.
Yeah, now the trooper's got to worry about killer getting hit by
this time attempting to drive his car off the back of the tow truck that had arrived on the scene.
Oh, God.
So he's getting on the tow truck trying to steal his car.
Yeah.
And the tow truck operator was forced to flee on foot to avoid the suspect's reckless actions.
Yeah, I'm pretty for sure. I got the fuck out of the way, too.
Ultimately,
they paying me minimum wage. I ain't about to get run over.
Ultimately, the suspect gave up to law enforcement after the chaotic attempt to escape. A thorough search revealed that he was in possession of marijuana and suspected heroin, which was confirmed by K-9 Cooper's positive alert.
See, let's talk about that.
Okay.
K-9's name is Cooper.
Cooper.
And I can't, all the canines I ever worked with had names like Harry and, you know, stuff like that. I think they should name them Killer or like
Beast.
It's State Police, if you don't come out of the woods, I'm releasing a canine killer on you instead of Harry.
Or like the, Francine.
No. Let's look at the other one.
Prissy.
Butcher. Hey, I'm releasing canine Butcher or Mauler.
Or here comes Woodrow.
No. I'm going to release Sydney on you. They'd all give up. You know,
that's right.
Dead people, everybody would be standing up and saying, get the fuck up. She going to get my ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well.
So, upon further investigation, it was determined that the probation violation, which the suspect was wanted for, was not extraditable. He was subsequently transported.
That means, of course, you know what that means, that they're not, they don't want him.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, you keep him, you deal with it.
No, it's a bullshit charge, like a fucking misdemeanor, parole violation, and he lives 10 states away. They're not going to pay $5,000 to house him and, you know, wait.
Send a Woody Overton to go pick him up.
Exactly.
So he was transported to the Jasper jail and he was booked on several charges. Do you want to hear the charges or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
He dumb in a no dumb zone.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Nobody was hurt. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Cooper had fun killer. Running around. Killer.
His secret name is Killer. What if he had another one? Killer Butcher.
Annihilator.
Yeah. The killer sent a canine annihilator. Would it bite your ass? Or send a canine BYA to get you. What's that stand for? Bite your ass. All right. Let's take it on a more serious note. Now, this is kind of a really fucked up, disturbing story, being a stepfather myself. But we reported on this before, and now I'm going to give you an update. A California woman got convicted of murdering her stepfather, but the reason she did so, the reason that said she did so is because she discovered that he had nude photos of her on his computer. So, Jay Jenks, 41, is currently serving a prison sentence after the 2020 murder of Thomas Merriman, who was 64, and the co-founder of Butterfly Farms, which is a nonprofit committed to butterfly conservation, which is based in Encinitas, California. I know you like that, butterflies. This is according to the Coast News, the San Diego Union Tribune, and KFMB, and whoever that is. But on January 1st of 2021, Merriman was found dead in his driveway under a pile of garbage. Authorities say that the night before New Year's Eve, 2020, Jenks, who was then 36, drugged Merriman with pain and sleeping pills before she suffocated him.
Wow. Yep,
right?
She thought that through.
Well, right. Because exactly my next line is, Merriman's murder was preceded by Jenks' disturbing discovery. Now, while her stepfather was in the hospital because he fell down in December of 2020, so like a month before, Jenks was cleaning his home.
So they obviously had a good relationship. Yeah. I mean,
she's cleaning shit, taking care of him and all that. And when she stumbled across the photos on his laptop, I'm pretty sure she's digging around.
I was going to say, when you're cleaning, you're not looking through a computer.
Yeah, I mean, curiosity killed the beast, literally, on this one. So Jenks' defense team would later claim that the photos on Merriman's computer were sorted by body part. He said,
what?
It was the most, I know, right? It was the most violating, awful, gut-wrenching feeling ever, Jenks testified. I felt sick. I felt I couldn't even touch my own skin. I don't know if there are words, not even a movie. I've seen something so sick. Now, included in the photos were pictures of Jenks in the shower, while some dated back to when she was a teenager.
Wow.
Yeah, this dude's fucked up.
Yeah.
So the Union Tribune reported that prosecutors claimed that the discovery disturbed Jenks to the core and that it drove her to orchestrate the murder. Now, the Coast News reported that the photos had been taken consensually years earlier with Jenks' boyfriend at the time. So maybe he found Jake's boyfriend was getting the snappy.
Mm-hmm. And stepdad found. They had a deal going on?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think he had a deal. I think stepdad found him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So Jay Jinks, this is what the defense said. Jay Jinks loved her stepfather, according to Mark Carlos, her attorney. And Tom Merriman loved Jay Jinks. The pictures.
Yeah, he loves her.
Unfortunately,
a lot.
Tom Merriman was a troubled individual, mm-hmm. and he loved her in different ways.
Yes.
Can you believe they fucking said that?
That's.
So prosecutors claim that after drugging her stepfather, Jinks texted a person, "I just dosed the hell out of him. I'm about to club him on the head as he is waking up, and it's going to be a weekend at Bernie's."
Oh, my. She's telling somebody this via text.
Yes. I mean,
and they're probably cheering her on like, go, girl.
I don't know, but it's not good for Merriman.
That's not the answer.
But Jinks was convicted of the murder in 2023 and was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. And October 24, a California appellate judge upheld Jinks' conviction. So there you have it.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Stepdads, don't be taking pictures. I mean, it's not an excuse to kill a motherfucker.
No, it's not.
She's rightfully pissed off that and felt violated and everything else. But you can't be killing people it's going to be weekends at Bernie's and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's pissed, but.
She had evidence. It's not like she was saying he molested her or anything like that, where she didn't really have evidence, just her word. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She had evidence. Yeah, like, she could have.
You can't kill a motherfucker. They're not going to execute him for being.
No, but they can sit behind bars and get.
Yeah, she could have got him to prison. She didn't have to kill
him. That's what I'm saying.
Murder is bad.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter who did it. If every motherfucker that was a victim of shit like that, that all cases I work, you'd have 10,000 people dead in the driveway.
You're right.
And it's called vigilantism, and it's not good. I'm not saying that I totally disagree with her. I mean, I can understand. How does she get 25 to life? We got motherfuckers kill 6 people, get 6 years.
Exactly.
Or 12 years.
Right. Well, I know, but I mean, she deserves what she got. I mean, she killed a whole man. What I'm saying is she should have gone.
A whole man as opposed to half a man?
Yeah. She killed a whole man.
But go back to your review. You're so stupid. She killed a whole man.
It's a saying, Woody.
A saying for who? A saying that you just
the
made up?
The kids use these days.
Oh, kiss my ass.
Well, I use it all the time.
I've never heard you use that in
You don't hear me
years.
Talk a lot.
It's true. I'm not listening right now. All right. Bring us home with another one.
Okay, well, I got a bone to pick. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a Christmas bonus.
Shit. Yeah, you did. You may not recognize it, but you get bonused every day. Bone home.
What?
Go ahead. So you didn't get a Christmas bonus. What happened?
A housekeeper is facing charges for assaulting her employer.
First of all, you're not a housekeeper.
Oh, I am a housekeeper and a cook.
That's what wives do. I cook sometimes. That's true. I cook, don't I?
I hate to break it to you, but these days men actually clean houses too.
Well, I'm busy.
And do laundry.
I do my laundry if I have to. I mean, you're doing everybody else's laundry. Why not do mine?
I'm not doing everybody else's laundry.
You telling me that washing machine doesn't go off all night around. It's only got your clothes in it.
If I put clothes in it, it is you, me, or WL. That is it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm not getting it. I'm shutting up because you'll get me in trouble for saying that about, you know, why I was doing whatever. But I mean, you do what you do. I do what I do.
So this 83-year-old woman did not give her housekeeper a $500 Christmas bonus. And so Heather Nelson, who's 29, is now facing charges of robbery.
Where did this happen?
Florida.
Okay.
Facing charges of robbery, forgery, and aggravated battery following the Christmas Eve incident, apparently, of not getting.
So, obviously, she worked for the Christmases before and got a $500 bonus, and she didn't get one like Clark got the Jelly of the Month Club.
That's what it seems like. Heather Nelson physically assaulted and robbed her 83-year-old employer after she was denied a $500 Christmas bonus she requested.
That's what she asked for.
For cleaning the woman's house on December 24th. After the victim said she didn't have enough money to provide a bonus, Nelson responded by physically wrenching the victim's checkbook from her hand, stealing a check from her checkbook, almost breaking the wrist of the elderly woman. She then proceeded to write the check herself, a stolen check for $1,400.
Nice.
And stole
you know,
the
you got interest in shit.
She stole I mean, the
she had to take her time to actually rip the check out and go to the bank and said, you got to give her extra money for that.
Well, yeah.
An extra $900.
Then she stole the victim's credit card to pay her rent and make several other purchases.
I mean, that's totally understandable.
Right.
Totally understandable.
So police arrested Nelson on January 7th and she has.
I can't believe they had the gall to arrest her.
I mean, she just was paying her rent. I mean.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, the poor 83-year-old woman, though.
That's my mama's age.
That's what I'm saying. Nelson now faces numerous charges, including robbery, aggravated battery on a person over the age of 65, grand theft, forgery, uttering a forged instrument, criminal use of personal identification, and fraudulent use of a credit card.
Well, you know what? She ain't got to worry about her next Christmas bonus. because the Department of Corrections don't give them. And you said this is in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's going to prison.
Yeah.
She's going to get some time for that crime.
Yeah, especially also because of the elderly thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the many factors.
Yep.
Right? And, you know, if the lady had been like, sure, honey, I'll give you $500, then she'd been like, well, bitch, I need $2,000.
Right.
It wouldn't have been enough. So there's no right answer in that. You know, if you're elderly, don't fall for it. Or if you're young, don't fall for it. People are always going to try and then let the cops do what they do. And they call killer. In this case, she ran.
And they say that, of course, the elderly feel bad for people, or they just, you know, think they have a connection with someone. And
well, it's a different world we live in.
And they grew up in a different time.
They say, I got to tell stories about the gypsies. It used to be a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go get them for the asphalt, or they would come to their house and be like, you know, they prey on the elderly, mm-hmm. right? Come to the house and be like, oh, when you bought this house, we put in your septic tank and da 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 da. They're like, well, that didn't happen because I just bought this house 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They're like, well, yeah, well, we put it in 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We got to go check it, or they're going to turn your power off.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, well, how much is that going to cost? And it'd be like $10, you know, $1 a foot or something like that. And they'll go out and they actually look at the septic tank and they come back in and they give them a bill for like $10,000.
Yeah.
And they're like, I thought you said it was $1 a foot. And they're like, no, I said it was $100 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go so far as to take them to the fucking bank.
Yeah.
And be like, no, motherfucker, you're going to do it. And I've worked cases like that.
Yeah.
It's not just gypsies to do it. But obviously, these cats, you'd get on them and they'd just be gone in a wind.
Well,
like they would transient. Families that would come, families that would come in once you got hot on their ass, they did the asphalt scams they're gone. And they use aliases and they're professional criminals.
They are. And they would, when I was working in retail in Laredo, they would make their way to the mall. And again, it was like that. I mean, they would come in at certain times of the year. We knew when they were coming and, you know, you'd get used to seeing them. And we would have to, you know, we would call every store, okay, so-and-so just came in. And because they would literally come into the store, there'd be like 20 of them. Mm-hmm. You have one employee in the store middle of the day, and they would
they
just
know what they're doing.
Go.
One person's to distract, and this one's to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not just gypsies. Now it's professional bands of criminals. And think about this. You know, those motherfuckers, like you and I woke up this morning and had our coffee and we're coming in to record, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're waking up somewhere every morning having their coffee and they're thinking about who they're going to rob.
Yeah.
And how they're going to get over and what they're going to do. So people that are out there, don't be afraid. Just be aware.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
To stop all the poo-poo.
Yeah.
Or don't be a victim.
Don't be a victim.
But if you are a victim, it's okay.
Report
it.
Yes.
I mean, it's not okay, but the you know what I'm saying.
Don't be ashamed that you got victimized.
Right,
yeah.
Right. All right. That's going to be enough for today. I'm sure I'm in all kinds of trouble for saying shit about housewives and whatever, but you started it. I'm going to leave you another stupid review.
So you're the one? You're Lisa of...
Hey, I got to tell y'all, when Cindy started recording with me and she got her first negative review, she was all fucking distraught. Or I think it may not even been a review. It was a comment or something, post that somebody did or something. I don't remember what it was. She was all distraught. And I'm like, no. You cannot be on the air and be sensitive about those fucking reviews. You just can't. And some people are going to love you. Some people are going to hate you. And in the beginning, you've heard me deal with them over six plus years. And, you know, people call me everything from the Antichrist to whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. I love your positive reviews and I don't care about your negative reviews. I'm going to keep doing what I do.
Yeah.
Right. See, if you put yourself in that public position sooner or later, you're going to rub someone the wrong way, and that's okay. It's America.
Right? Well, yeah.
That people have the right to their opinions.
They do.
Even if you believe they're dead ass wrong and they're idiots.
Well, that's the problem with Apple reviews that's not a problem. It's probably a really good thing that you can't turn around and say
anything
back.
That's the other thing I had to tell her. And I told Jim Chapman and them previous, you can't fucking respond. Even if it's on in the real life, real crime community app, delete the motherfucker.
Yeah.
If it's on the crew page, delete them.
Yeah.
And don't respond, because that's all they want you to do is respond so they can go off. And
yeah.
It's a no-win situation. Who cares what they say? They have a right to their opinions. If they want to be assholes, delete. Not getting a response out of me.
For sure.
And because I had to learn that shit the hard way. I mean, that you're not going to win with a keyboard warrior.
No.
So, but you lifers are the best.
Yes.
January 24th, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Murder in the Bayou.
Let's give them the highest ratings they've ever had.
That'd be fire. And Courtney Coco's story, of course, we did it on Dateline. And it's been done before on other things and all. But this one, actually, I haven't seen it, y'all. I mean, I recorded it probably over a year, year and a half ago in Alexandria with the family and Stephanie and all that. But I sure hope Anthony Burns gets to watch it up in Angola.
Mm-hmm.
And but this one specifically in the show notes says how she was dumped in Winnie, Texas, and it went cold until a retired homicide detective turned podcaster.
It's true.
Brought light to it, but I didn't do it without you lifers. And hashtag justice for Haley. Holy smokes, holy smokes. If you can see the videos, y'all, if you want to be a patron of convict, go do it. Patreon.com. Type in real life, real crime. It has the different levels. You get commercial free early releases and all the bonus episodes that are locked up and bonus materials, which include all the photographs and videos and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to the app store, download the real life, real crime community app for free and sign up to be a convict. Same thing. Commercial free early releases now 6 days a week.
Yes.
6 shows a week. And all the stuff. But we need y'all to get justice for Haley because it's coming.
Yes.
The call to action is coming and it ain't going to be pretty. They had no bueno for them.
No.
So, but that's it. I got nothing else.
I don't either.
Wednesday hump day is officially done for true crime time for Wednesday. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll let y'all later. Peace.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6 ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.